Praise the Lord. Praise the mighty Jesus. We can have a seat now. We can have a seat now in God's presence. Before I start, I want to use this opportunity to thank our senior pastor, Pastor Patrick, Pastor Fuye, and the pastorate for giving the teens of CLA this opportunity for us to show you our God-given talent. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here safely. Thank you that nothing happened to anyone. Father, oh Lord, as we go into your word, Father, give me the grace, give me the strength, give me the power to be able to impact someone today. Father, oh Lord, be with me in the mighty name of Jesus. So my topic today is the power of waiting on God. Talk to the person next to you, say the power of waiting on God. Talk to another person, say the power of waiting on God. And my text is taken from Isaiah 40, verse 31. Now, waiting on God. What does waiting on God mean? Waiting on God means trusting his timing, obeying his instructions, and staying faithful, even when life feels slow. Believing that he's restoring what was lost, rebuilding what was broken, reviving what has grown weak, and releasing what has been delayed, even when you can't see it. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Now, why is waiting hard? We live in an economy that is constantly changing, that is constantly getting developed. We have things that are easier and faster for us humans. We live in an instant world, instant food, instant likes, instant messages. Even everything we have here is fast. But when we talk about God, God is not human. And that is why when we ask him for something, he doesn't answer it fast. He takes his time in answering it. So he says that God's timing is not instant. It's perfect. Waiting teaches patience, humility, and faith. Waiting is not punishment. It's preparation. So we've seen some of our brethren come here and testify of how God has blessed them and how God has made them pass most of their driving lessons. But the reason why they fail like two or three times is not because God wants to punish them. It's because God wants to prepare them. He wants to train them. Amen? Amen? What does it mean to wait on God? Psalms 37 verse 7. It says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him." Another key word there, apart from wait, is rest. To trust God even when you don't see results. So we know the story of Job. We know how Job was being tormented with diseases and afflictions. And it got worse that even his wife and children left him. But the only thing that didn't change was his belief and trust in God. Job is a perfect example of this statement because God didn't show himself. He knew that Job was never going to turn his back on him. So he just left him. And that, as Christians, that should be our mindset. Amen? Amen? To stay faithful in prayer and purpose. To believe that God's timing is always right. So I have a brief story of what happened to my mom and how it affected us, the rest of us today. So around 2019, my mom lost her job. And then She was faithful. She kept trusting and believing in God for a new job. But that didn't work out. So she decided to just take a back seat and decide to focus more on school and further her master's. And so she was applying and then she got an offer in Oxford Brookes. And long story short, that is why we are here. Assuming she didn't get sacked from that job, we would have been in Nigeria now. Like, the thought of us coming to the UK wouldn't have been there. So I'm just using that brief story as an example that his timing is always right. He might look bad at the start, but he always has a better plan for you. Yeah. Now, here are some characters in the Bible who waited upon Jesus. First, we have Abraham. Abraham waited years for God's promise of Isaac to be fulfilled. So we know how Abraham waited till it was 75 years. By this time, 75 years is like a grandparent, not capable of giving birth. But God told him that he's going to give birth at 75. And most times, when God comes to tell you that you're going to give birth, he should be feeling like, yeah, I'm going to expect a child in probably 9 to 10 months, right? But he had to wait for 25 years before God fulfilled his promises. David waited years before becoming king. Even Jesus waited 30 years before his ministry. Now, why do God make us wait? Why is it necessary that we have to wait? Why can't he just answer our prayers? Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says, he had made everything beautiful in his time. The key word there is beautiful. If we could link back to the creation story, we would know that God is capable of creating everything in one day. But he chose to create everything in separate days. And the reason is that because he took his time in making those things, to make it beautiful, to make it perfect. The Bible says he saw what he had made and it was good. So if someone tells you that you are ugly, say, I'm not ugly because God took his time to make me. So why does God make us wait? To prepare us for his blessings. Like the example I use of Abraham. He waited for God till he was 100 years and God gave him a child. And then God blessed him to be the father of many nations. Amen? Amen. To protect us from what we are not ready for. For example, the prodigal son. The teens acted the prodigal son during the Father's Day event. I don't know if you remember. So the prodigal son wasn't ready to spend half of his father's wealth. He wasn't ready to live on his own. And that is what God is trying to protect us from. It's not when it's not yet our timing. God don't want to act. Doesn't want to show us our purpose yet. He wants us to train, prepare before he gives you those purpose. To strengthen our faith. To give us a story of victory. I pray that everyone here will have a story of victory in Jesus' name. What to do while waiting? Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto man. So what do you do while waiting? You pray constantly. If you ask God for something, you need to keep that one-on-one communication with him. You read your Bible daily. There are lots of stories. There are lots of life lessons you can learn from the Bible. You stay close to the right people. Stay close to positive-minded people. People that will influence your decision positively. People that will keep advising you. People that will keep telling you what to do at the right time. Not negative people. Serve in church. Be involved in things of God. And praise before answer comes. We know what happened with Paul and Silas in the Bible. They were in unfavorable conditions. They were in shackles and chains. But they still kept on praising God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the dangers of rushing ahead. You know, in life, they have to be balanced. They have to be positives and negatives. Proverbs 19, verse 2. He that hesitated with his feet, sinneth. It means he that runs faster than God's timing has committed a sin. Rushing ahead of God leads to mistakes and regrets. For example, Abraham rushed and birthed Ishmael outside of God's plan. So when Abraham was waiting for God's promises, he went and birthed Ishmael. But that didn't stop God from fulfilling his promises. He promised Abraham that he was going to get a child, and he delivered. Saul rushed and lost his kingdom. So Saul is a man in the Bible that disobeyed God lots of times, like when he was told not to make a sacrifice. When he was told not to make a sacrifice because the sacrifices are only made by priests then, and the priest was Prophet Samuel. So he didn't wait for God. He decided to do it on his own. And that is what led to him losing his kingdom. God's timing protects It prepares and it positions us. Waiting brings peace. Waiting brings calmness. Meanwhile, rushing brings problems, just unnecessary problems. It brings mistakes and regrets. Don't let pressure push you faster than God's plan. His timing is always the best. How to recognize God's timing? Proverbs 3 verse 6. It says, in all thy ways. It didn't say, in all thy good ways. It didn't say, in all thy bad ways. It said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Doors open naturally. Things fall in place for your sake. The Holy Spirit brings confirmation. Godly advice agrees with his will. Amen? Amen. Now, this is a little bit of encouragement to everyone. You might be waiting for success, for healing, for direction, for life purposes. You might be waiting for it. But you should know that God hasn't forgotten you. God will never forget you. Amen. He's preparing your wings to soar. Amen. Every great destiny always begins in a waiting room. Amen. Now, I want to use this brief illustration so that you can understand what I've been saying since. A caterpillar stays in the cocoon until strong enough to fly. If he comes out too early, he can't fly. So if you're not ready for God's purposes, God can't give it to you if you're not prepared enough. Amen? God keeps us waiting so our wings can grow. God keeps us waiting so that we can be developed, so that we can be prepared. I want everyone to know that your waiting season is your growing season. I said your waiting season is your growing season. Restoration. Restoration comes through waiting on God. Yeah, our theme of the month is restoration. Divine restoration. Amen? Amen. God restores strength. God restores lost opportunities and hope. God restores wasted years. God restores purpose, direction, and identity. God restores joy and spiritual confidence. If you've lost any of those, don't worry. Just know that God will restore it in your life. Joel 2 verse 25 says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the canker worms, and the palmer worm. Now, I want us to do a little bit of reflection. Reflect on how God has influenced your life. Think about 10 to 15 years ago. What have I been trusting God for? Has he answered me now, presently? Have I been patient in waiting for God? Or have I been frustrated and taking things into my own hands? What can I do differently to show trust in God? You need to reflect on those. Hallelujah. In conclusion, Psalms 27 verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. You should know, God is never late. He's building your story. Amen. Trust his plan and keep believing. You just need to trust him. With a little amount of faith, just trust him. He's going to do it. If he doesn't do it, he's going to double it. May the Lord grant you grace to wait, faith to trust, and strength to soar like an eagle. Let us be upstanding as we take this prayer point. Repeat after me. Say, Lord, give me the strength to wait on you. Let us pray. Pray that God gives you strength. Pray that what you're waiting for, God will answer it. It's not by your power. It's not by your might.
Can we please stretch up?